My first guest today is the former special agent in charge of the United States Department of Justice Special Operations Division for almost 10 years and previously held the position as chief of the New York Drug Enforcement Task Force. Please join me in welcoming Derek Maltz to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Sunday morning show. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, Judge. Thanks for having me back.
Well, we love having you back, and I must tell you, Derek, your 28 years in the DEA, especially in charge of Special Operations Division, and you're playing a vital role in developing and implementing the DOJ's and the Department of Homeland Security's nationwide deconfliction program, and you're being the person who was in charge of Special Ops, which originally included nine agencies and grew to 30, including three countries, is the reason that we keep going back to you. You were responsible for coordinating the multi-agency efforts that resulted in the capture of Sinaloa cartel kingpin El Chapo Guzman. I mean, you are the man, Derek. I mean, it's really as simple as that. And I come back to you because not only is the influx of the border bad, but it's worse than the last time we spoke. And what we are seeing now is an influx of individuals in Del Rio under that bridge, and I think it was 60,000 that we would not have known of other than a Fox drone identifying those individuals. And the amazing part is the Biden administration tried to get Fox to take the drone down. And then, of course, we were able to get it back up again. But the fentanyl, every day you read about people dying of an overdose, and it turns out that these are not people who are drug addicts or people who are just taking pills, but we're not able to tell the difference. Let's peel back the onion, Derek Maltz, and tell me, what are people dying of when they say they overdosed, most of them?
So first of all, Judge, none of them are overdosing. They're being poisoned by fentanyl coming from labs in Mexico. The cartels are pushing the poison all over our country. And the chemicals are coming from China, from the transnational criminal groups all over China. Now, here's the thing. The DEA put out 2 weeks ago, the administrator put out a warning. They've already seized 9.5 million pills in America this year alone. Guess what, Judge? 40% of those pills that were analyzed by the DEA lab have a fatal, lethal dose of fentanyl. That means these kids that think they're buying Xanax or Adderall or Percocet or Oxy, they're actually buying poison from the labs in Mexico.
Okay, so, my understanding was that it was the Chinese who were putting the fentanyl in the stamp on the pill. So when it says, you know, when it has the abbreviation for Oxy or whatever it might be, that the cartels wouldn't necessarily know which was the poisonous or lethal one. Now you're saying that the cartels are pushing the poisonous ones. They're actually making them? Who's making them?
Okay, Judge, great question. This is an evolution. At first, the Chinese were distributing mass amounts of fentanyl directly to America via the dark web and the internet in the mail services, okay? After President Trump put pressure on them for exporting all these fentanyl analogs, they started saying, all right, we'll send the fentanyl directly to Mexico. So they started sending kilograms of fentanyl, $5,000 a kilogram, into the cartels. They started realizing the amount of money they can make. So what they did is they started doing it themselves. Then they got the chemicals from China. They can make these actual fentanyl substances in the labs in Mexico. Then what they were doing is mixing the powdery substances containing fentanyl in with the cocaine, with the methamphetamine, with the heroin. So kids started dying initially, like, from using heroin. They thought they were using heroin, but it contained fentanyl. Then you had kids dying from cocaine, meaning it was really not cocaine. It was fentanyl in the cocaine and meth and et cetera. But then they got smart. They started making the fake pills. They get the pill presses. They get the dyes that actually can do a beautiful job at counterfeiting all these pharmaceutical pills. But now what they're doing, Judge, is they're sending the powder into our neighborhoods. And the guys, the distributors all throughout, you know, New York, Washington Heights, Bronx, they're buying the pill presses on the internet. They're making the pills themselves in these mill locations all over our country. So it's getting worse.
Derek, can I tell you something? Every time I talk to you, Derek Maltz, formerly with the DEA, and now, what company are you with now, Derek?
So I work for a company, a software company that sells wiretap and data analytics software called Penlink. But, Judge, Penlink. You know why I'm so wild about this? Because I also support thousands of families. We had a rally in front of the Chinese embassy. I'm going to a rally Saturday in Maryland to help support them because no one's talking about this.
Okay, and that's what I was starting to say. I mean, Derek Maltz, I mean, you have been at the head of the DEA in terms of organizing, not just in terms of investigations, but in terms of the message as well. Now we've got these people with the pill presses. You've got the Mexicans and the cartels of the pill press. Why are they putting fentanyl in this stuff? Benefit them?
So great question, Judge. Everyone asked that question. The cartels are in the business for one purpose, to make money. They are not deliberately trying to kill our kids. Unfortunately, they're not chemists. They're not FDA certified, you know, as far as, you know, measuring this stuff. And they don't really care because it's so cheap. They're addicted. There's so many customers now that are getting addicted to this stuff. And many of them are not dying, right? So not everyone dies. So the customer base is through the roof. Like if you buy a pill in Phoenix for $2 and then you sell the pill for $80 in America or $60 or $40, the profit margin is through the roof and they're just about making money. But Judge, the other thing is the migrant smuggling is making them billions of dollars. So it's a new source of revenue they never really had at this volume. And then the Chinese are helping them move the money around the world. They right. now have taken over the money laundering services. So it's the perfect storm. The cartels. But here's another point, Judge. I said this on Fox this week. If they are shutting down all the legitimate supply in America, the boats are backed up, the cargo's backed up, we can't get refrigerators, we can't get plywood, why are the cartels able to dump this poison all over our country and no one even talking about it in the administration? I don't understand that. It's killing
what's
like we've
the
never
answer?
Seen in history. The answer is that they're not paying attention and they're deliberately trying to hurt America. They're not putting America first. Clearly, Americans have to be, you know, first. And right now, the families are suffering throughout this country. And it's really sad because a lot of them are 12 years old, 13
oh
years
my
old.
God.
They're getting on social media, ordering a pill. They think it's Xanax. They see mommy's taking Xanax. They want to take Xanax mm-hmm. to kind of calm down. And they die instantly. So there's
you know
story
what?
After story.
Derek Maltz, you know, every time I get you on the show, I mean, I just get so frustrated with this. You've got the Chinese who clearly are trying to kill us. I mean, is that the conclusion?
That's my conclusion. It's called unrestricted warfare, Judge. They can't bomb our country right now. They're not going to do that. They're not going to send their soldiers on in our country, but they can kill us and destroy our future generation with this poisonous substance called fentanyl. And that's what's happening. Unfortunately, there were 100,000 that died last year, 93,000 according to the CDC, which I believe are underreported. So right. that's 255 a day dying. The vast majority of deaths now are all from fentanyl. So, yes, it's unrestricted warfare. I mean, we had Afghanis tell us for years that sending heroin to the West is a jihad against the West. It's yeah. the same concept. And the Chinese yeah. are very smart. They're letting the Mexican cartels do the dirty work so their fingerprints are not on the deaths, like, directly, okay? And people are not peeling back the onion and looking at the whole picture.
So then how do the Chinese get the fentanyl, which ultimately is killing our children, to the cartel? Where do they deliver it?
So right now, okay, they are still sending, you know, pure fentanyl right to the ports of Mexico, you know, through containers and other ways that they smuggle stuff every day. But it's the big thing, Judge, is the precursor chemicals are coming into ton quantities from China to Mexico. But here's what nobody knows. They've been sending precursor chemicals to produce methamphetamine for so many years, like 30 years. They have business relationships. Do you remember in 2007, there was $207 million in $100 bills seized in Mexico City? It was a Chinese businessman. He was a chemical broker. He was sending methamphetamine chemicals at the time. Now they're just moving into the fentanyl as well. So they're bombarding our country not just with fentanyl, but with methamphetamine. So it's really, really getting worse. And one last thing, because this is important. Mm-hmm. Just last week, there was a news announcement out of Atlanta, Georgia. My buddy called me, the head of DEA Atlanta. They seized a full-blown methamphetamine lab in a house in Atlanta. 1,600 pounds of meth seized. But here's the problem. There were all illegals that they arrested. So So the open border is allowing them to send these illegals to our cities to not only put poison on the streets, but collect the money and build their overall enterprise. So we're facilitating their ability to build their enterprise.
You know, I got to tell you, Derek Maltz, this is a very frightening scenario. And for all my listeners here, I want them really to communicate this message to children, to grandchildren. You know, if you're going to try something, you just talk to us, talk to your parents, because it could be a death pill. You know, I remember you're saying that one out of four contained enough fentanyl to kill. And we can't have that. And you know what makes me angrier, Derek, is Derek Maltz, former DEA, is the fact that the Biden administration doesn't even recognize it, and they keep allowing people to come in, and they are allowing this kind of attack on America.
Judge, just want to correct one thing. The last time we spoke, it was 26% of the pills, but the lab, DEA lab, just updated it to 40%. Okay?
Okay.
So it's 40% now. And so anyway, and the other thing, too, is, you know, I make the photo collages every day. I'm up to 25 pages, 90 kids on every page, and I can't keep up with the photos coming from the families.
Oh, break my heart. Break my heart. Derek Maltz, thank you so much for keeping us advised of what's going on in America, the fentanyl coming from China to Mexico, cartels bringing it into the United States, the Biden administration clueless or aware of it, because if we're aware of it, they are, and our children dying as a result. Derek Maltz, God bless you and the work that you do. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate it.
All right. And up here next on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show, we're going to be talking to Ann Donnelly, running for DA in Nassau County.